I just said that.
I know you just said that.
Okay, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
Well, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
That's what I just said.
That's what I'm saying to you.
All right.
Touche, that's right. It's Monday night here on The Download, so it's time for Touche, where we look at all things politics 2016. Chris Roebling, Dave Lundy in studio to Touche.
Touche.
And Dave Roebling will be back.
Dave Roebling.
He's out.
We kicked his, we kicked him to the curb.
He'll be back after the next break.
He's out. He's out. Good to see you guys. Good to see you guys.
Good
great
to see you.
You too.
Big week this week, not just with the, obviously, the Donald Trump news, not only with what happened with the New York Times this weekend, but before about him being his own spokesperson, Paul Ryan, he met with Paul. There's a lot with Donald Trump. But there also was a lot going on with Obamacare. We saw a lot in the courts.
Failing. It's failing.
But it seems to me that
it's failing miserably and it's hurting people.
Well, let me ask you this, because can the failings of this current president and the policies that are his be what Republicans run against and not necessarily positive Donald Trump?
I think to some extent, but really what we have to do is just tell the truth about Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump's going to win that 40 states that I was talking about last week.
Right.
You know, you tell the truth about somebody who thinks right now with this failed recovery, the weakest recovery in recorded history.
15 million private sector
jobs. And you're talking about let's increase taxation. Let's increase regulation. Let's make life harder for small business. Let's constrict the growth of jobs and
economic
activity. This
is not her platform.
And this is exactly from her platform. And I think people are going to say, you know, we've had enough of that over 8 years of Obama, and those failed liberal policies are going to be left behind. And I think that's exactly how the Republicans are going to win.
Which is why Obama's approval rating has been steadily rising this year as they saw what the Republicans had to offer. They're like, oh, you know what? Maybe that Barack Obama guy wasn't so bad after all. He's now in the low to mid 50s. And if that continues, Trump is even toastier than he was before. But I like what Mark Cuban said.
Hold on.
I like
hold
what?
We had polls out last week that actually showed the significant narrowing of the race. And it's only the first two or three polls like that. But you and I both know that there isn't anybody who is. What is today? May 16th. This is my father's birthday, just by the way.
But happy birthday!
Yeah, from my dear departed dad. But May 16th. I think we all know this is going to be a very close, very contested race. There isn't anybody. Hillary is not toast today. Donald Trump is not toast today.
You mean John
Elizabeth
Miller.
Warren is lying about her Indian heritage today. Now that we know.
No, but let me ask you about. I mean, do you think we've seen? We saw a piece today or yesterday in the New York Times that is already being rescinded, essentially, not by the New York Times, but it's being questioned by whether or not it was a hit piece. We saw
whether or not.
Well, I mean, we saw
on
Friday or Saturday, whatever day, with the John Miller story about him faking his own spokesperson. I mean, is this stuff going to stick, or is this sort of what we should expect from this campaign? A lot of crazy, well, that's Donald type stories throughout the campaign.
I think you're going to have a little of all of the above. I actually like what Mark Cuban said today. He was interviewed on MSNBC. I actually happened to catch this interview. And he described the Trump campaign. He said it's become a candidacy about nothing, the Seinfeld candidacy, and that's a problem. So when Donald Trump is like a jellyfish, he's malleable in his policy positions. And he himself has said, well, you know, it's kind of a proposal. It's a this, it's a that. He's taken four different tax positions in one interview. You know, it's a challenge. But here's the thing. Ultimately, all of these things, this drip, drip, drip stuff on the Donald will add up. It will take a toll. All the women's stories. I personally thought the Times piece was weak. I'm like, really? That's what you got? I thought that the story about John Miller, about how Trump posed
much
as his
more
own.
Salacious.
Well, it's not just more salacious. I mean, there's something really going on mentally here with a guy who poses as his own publicist, pretends to be somebody else so he can brag about his sexual attractiveness in People magazine. That's some messed up stuff. And then
this
because
is the problem with liberals.
No, hang on.
You guys can't any fun.
You
know, here is this
guy.
The Republicans he was the most eligible bachelor in the country. Every supermodel, I mean, Jacqueline Bissetter,
this one I can't wait to see. Okay, Chris, I'm all ears.
All these folks are trying to go out with the guy, Madonna, whatever. And he's having fun. So then why do
you need to brag? What I care about is that he lied about it this weekend.
Let's talk about this.
Not 20 years ago.
Let's talk about the worst recorded unemployment on the south side of the city of Chicago, on the west side of the city of Chicago. You want to get into 25, 30 years ago, what Donald Trump did is
I want to get into Sunday.
Bon vivant on, you know, Madison Avenue.
I
want
to get into Sunday when he lied. He lied. He was asked the question.
He said, was that you?
He's like, it doesn't sound like me. I don't know what you're talking about. He admitted it 20 years ago. Why lie? Because he is pathological. Okay. The man is seriously disturbed.
Well, let me ask, what about lying about a video, saying the video caused the attack on our embassy, on our legation in Benghazi?
We haven't done a
Benghazi
in a while.
And then going to the families, going to the families and saying, I'm going to get the guy who did this video. What do you call that?
Well, I call that you and all of your right-wing friends distorting what they actually said and what she actually said.
No one's distorted that. That's totally accomplished fact.
It is not accomplished fact.
She told the families it was the video's fault.
The committee revealed that the first joint intelligence estimate specifically said it was the video that was the provocation. There were protests in other embassies around the Middle East. You're just like making up facts, Chris.
She told
the families it was the video, and that was 10, 12 days later, and we already know that on the night of the event, she told Chelsea an attack.
Chris, this is let's move on from what happened in Benghazi. Because we're doing the same. I mean, I find it interesting that you're both defending and attacking your candidates in the same way. If you're like, oh, no one cares about that. And then you're into. But I have a question about the recovery.
Yes.
Because, you know, you will say, and you've said many times, Chris, this is what you're going to run on, the way that Donald Trump will run on this recovery. And it was a terrible recovery. And look, we're worse off than we've ever been. But, Dave, Democrats will fight that and say no, as you just did with the numbers that are coming out. How is this going to play out in the campaign season? Who are the voters going to listen to when it comes to recovery talk?
Well, what you're really asking is who's going to present the more compelling message on jobs and the economy? And Donald Trump is going to present the one-liner on jobs and the economy. And he's going to attack Obama and he's going to attack Clinton and so on. But the reality is that there's no depth. There's nothing below that one line. So Donald Trump actually has no clue how to fix the economy to the extent that the recovery has been weak. And it has been weak, no doubt. The fact is, we have the strongest recovery of any industrialized nation in the world. Europe wishes they had our recovery.
That's because we have the strongest economy in the world, David.
Thank you, under President Obama. Thank you for finally admitting that, Chris.
I'm sorry, since World War II, since the robber barons of the 19th century, we've got the strongest economy in the world. And that's why we have a stronger recovery than others. That doesn't mean it is an adequate recovery. And it's a recovery that has left minorities behind, and it has left young people behind, and it has left old people behind. This recovery has caused people to leave the labor market at a greater rate than any other in our history. Okay. And I know that's an inconvenient truth for you. I know you can't spin that into some kind of global warming issue for Al Gore. I know that you're trying desperately, but the fact is, there is a guy who spent $450 million on that 90-story building over there. He knows one heck of a lot more about the economy than Hillary, who is only qualified to launder funds at the Clinton Foundation in exchange for consideration by our very United States Department of State. She ought to be in jail. This woman ought to be in jail.
That little rant.
All right. I mean, but are we seeing in a nutshell how the Republican Party is going to attack Democrats? I mean, you started with numbers and recovery and everything, and then it just quickly devolved into she should be in jail.
Well, I mean, she took Bill Clinton and
you
the foundation
that, Justin,
took
huh?
money.
Right.
They took money.
I'm not arguing.
And then
that.
She
oh, let's
performed
talk about the
actions.
Foundation. Let's
she
talk
performed
about the foundation.
Actions as Secretary of State. She rented out her office and her influence and
lies,
Abedin,
damn lies, and
Huma
Roblin.
Abedin was working not just for the people of the United States of America, which would have been an outrage enough, but she was working actually for the Clinton Foundation.
Sorry, why
this
would
is
I?
Unprecedented. This has never happened.
We've
and
only
she
got
thinks,
5 minutes. I want to get to
we were
other
going
stuff.
Late.
No, we're gonna. I gotta keep it on. I gotta keep it on the trains on the track here. Dave, Hillary Clinton is the presumptive nominee. Bernie Sanders has yet to drop out.
Who?
But at the same time, we mentioned earlier that, you know, Hillary Clinton didn't drop out till mid-June when it came to Obama in 2008. Are we at the stage now where we start talking about vice presidential candidates here? I mean, we're seeing this skit on SNL that kicked it off. I mean, do you guys have any thoughts on who should be the vice president candidate for both of these candidates?
Absolutely. The stories that have been coming out are that at the very top of Donald Trump's shortlist is Sarah Palin. Please, God, let it happen. Saturday Night Live is salivating at that. Tina Fey is like, hey, I'm back.
Is Sarah Palin?
No, it is true. It is true.
What do you think of that, Chris? I mean,
tell us about your know something.
That doesn't
policies,
help. That doesn't help the GOP establishment too much to have someone like Sarah Palin be VP.
Trump has already said he's picking somebody from Washington.
All right.
Okay. I think she's on there to be on there, and that's it.
Okay. What about on the Democrat side? Who do you want to see?
Personally, I like the governor of Minnesota, Mark Dayton. It's a wonderful contrast. He's an extremely effective governor. He demonstrated you can raise taxes on the wealthy and have a thriving economy. He's got the most vibrant economy in the entire Midwest. I think that Mark Dayton is a grown-up and will contrast nicely. Now, if we want somebody who's more of an attack dog, you could stay in Minnesota and pick Al Franken. I think Al Franken would be
skeletons
tremendous.
In the closet, right? Romling just rolled his eyes, but Al Franken. All right, on the Republican side, what do you want to see?
I want to see somebody who knows their way around Congress and who can help Trump get things done. Because David is wrong when he says there's no depth there. And when you see Hillary Clinton today, this very afternoon, saying that her recipe for the economy is to let Bill Clinton run the economy in a Hillary administration. She is absolutely achieving the anti-feminist trope of saying, for the big job out there, I'm going to rely on the man. I'm just going to do that fun stuff in the Rose Garden. And when it comes to the jobs for America,
I'm pretty sure that's not actually what she said.
She did say it. She said, I'm going to have Bill Clinton run
the economy.
No,
what she said is she wants to put Bill Clinton in charge of the recovery. No, you're right. But here's the thing. The most successful recovery in our nation's history, way better than Reagan, who did it with deficit spending, was Bill Clinton, who created 22 million jobs, balanced the federal budget for the first time in a generation.
Right.
You guys want to attack Bill Clinton on the economy? Rock on. Bring it on, baby.
I'm attacking Hillary Clinton for defaulting to the old man. I mean, what kind of feminist icon is she? Okay, I can't handle the economy. I'm calling my hub.
Love it.
Jeez,
I love it.
Louise,
Chris Roebling,
David.
And Dave Lundy.
Louise will not be in a Clinton administration, just to be clear. Neither will Harry.
This was a strong touche.
Well, that's good. Maybe we'll be back next week. Maybe they'll invite us back. I don't know. But I think the campaign is kind of imploding right now. Because I don't think that Hillary has an answer to Bernie Sanders. And this is the point that David and folks do not want to talk about. Trump is a messenger for all of these people who are ticked off about everything that's going on. There are a lot of people in Illinois, a lot of people here. You got a guy in Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, who's a friend of yours.
He's not a friend of
mine.
He's
a personal friend. You guys play poker every Thursday night. It's time for us to put that on the gosh darn record. You, JB, Rahm, you sit down, you play poker every Thursday night. We know what's going on.
And this is the quality of Republican facts, my friends.
Intelligence. That's our intelligence gathering.
All right, we got to quick it up.
Rahm is completely unpopular.
But is there a point here,
Illinois,
Chris?
Illinois is unpopular. And there are folks on the left who say that's Bernie Sanders. And Hillary hasn't a clue. If you see the Nevada, everybody in Radioland, if you can hear, if you're within the sound of my voice, go on TV or go on the internet and type in Nevada Democratic Convention and see the video from the, it was open pandemonium in Nevada. And it's because if there was a Democratic primary in the Democrat Party, Bernie Sanders would be the candidate against Donald Trump, because we in the Republican Party had a Democratic
primary. I think there have been Democratic primaries. My recollection, I could be fuzzy on my math, but pretty sure Hillary has more than 3 million more votes than Bernie and about 300 more pledged delegates than Bernie, Chris. Bernie, there was a Democratic process, and Hillary won, much to your chagrin.
Dave Lundy, Chris Roebling, Touche every Monday night here on the Download. Touche, guys. Thanks. We'll continue this conversation.
Thank you,
next
Justin.
Monday. Take care, guys.